This is an AMI podcast. This is an AMI podcast.
I'm Kelly McDonald. Here's a segment from our show, Kelly and Company, that airs weekdays from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio. This week on AMI at the Movies, we're breaking out with The Shawshank Redemption, based on the Stephen King novella. It tells the story of two men who bond very well in prison. Tim Robbins and Morgan Freeman are those playing those roles. They play the roles of Andy and Red. Tune in to AMI at the Movies, Saturday at 9 p.m. Eastern on AMI TV. Kelly McDonald with Ramya Muthan.
We're going to get into some getting active talk up next on In the Know with Margaret Weldon.
Life's continuing changes can lead to a lot of questions. Join me, Margaret Weldon, to get your answers, and then you too will be in the know.
Margaret, today you have something that's very near and dear to my heart, keeping active, doing what you can to get moving, and you're going to give us some tips on how to set up a space, very specific to our timing, how to set up a space in our homes so that we can get more active while participating in some safe fitness activities in our own homes. So let's start with this. Is it possible to have a program where people can learn how to become more active at home by learning how to do some things like gentle seated or standing whole body exercises?
Well, of course, anything is possible. Mm-hmm. Right?
Yeah, I think so too.
Listen to Kelly over there. He's laughing evilly. Yes, anything is very
possible. Remember, Margaret, right. The old commercial? Anything.
Yes, yeah.
Yes.
And then there's the impossible.
Safe and accessible exercises.
Exactly.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, anything. Yes, to get on the serious side of things, yes, it is very possible. And I learned about some of these tips through a one-time workshop that was hosted by Balance, but put on by placement student from Centennial College, Mark Mangabay, and occupational therapist, Naomi Hazlett. And yes, it is very possible.
Okay.
Okay.
So, Mags, what's the role of a personal trainer? Let's start with that.
Okay. The role of a personal trainer is to help either one person at a time or in a group develop his or hers or their own exercise program according to their needs. You know, maybe they've all got different staminas. Maybe they have different parts of the body they want to work on or whatever. And so that way, so the trainer helps them out. And then eventually what it is when the trainer starts out with them, he or she is there watching the person or I guess talking them through on Zoom or whatever right now, given these times. But as time goes on, the idea is to get them to do the program independently. Now, I also asked Mark whether he had a goal or not, and this is what he had to say.
I feel like as a personal trainer, it depends on the client's or the group's goal. So if the goal is to, you know, be able to be more independent, to do functional activity, that is my desired plan to get them to whatever they plan to go, which is be more functional independently.
And yes, that's right. And so not only does the personal trainer help develop the program, but maybe they look at things like, okay, what kind of a budget do you have? So, for example, there were a couple of the exercises that he talked us through on Zoom where you needed a pillow and to squeeze between your legs. Mm-hmm. Or, another thing is sometimes people like to use the dumbbells or the kettlebells that I know Siobhan Emile has talked about in the past. But if you can't afford them or you don't have them, you can use cans of soup or cans of vegetables or even water bottles, you know, that are filled with water. So things like that.
Yeah, that's great. And I love the kind of, not necessarily DIY all the time, but the budget-friendly options for equipment. So when it comes to creating safe spaces, Margaret, because that's important when it comes to fitness activities and doing it in your own homes, what kind of points should we keep in mind?
You have to remember that your home is not a gym, right?
Right.
So,
right.
And I mean, sure. And this goes with anybody, whether they have a room in like a long-term care facility or whether they've got a three-bedroom house, you know, or a two-story mansion or whatever they've got. So Naomi had some ideas that she thought were very important for everyone to consider when it comes to exercising safely.
Definitely making sure you're picking a chair with four legs. So to find a kitchen chair or a dining room chair, you want to make sure you have enough room. I would say extending your arms in any direction plus 1 or 2 feet. So finding a space where you can move. In terms of the floor, you want to avoid having any area rug or throw rug in the area that you're going to exercise. If you're going to need to be sitting or lying down, I recommend a non-slip mat, like a yoga mat. Again, depending on what kind of exercise you're doing, a place to kind of keep your balance. If you have to be near furniture, a couch would be more ideal. You could put pillows in your area if need be. Those are just a few ideas. And then again, knowing yourself, so talking to a doctor before your exercise, I know that's not really the home safety piece, but definitely knowing your limit, because your home isn't necessarily set up like a gym. You have to be careful and really respect how you're feeling throughout the activity.
Yeah. A safety piece, mm-hmm. Margaret, is really something there, because even if it's getting up from the floor, you need to be on something that's not going to slide. You moving your hands around, especially you will sit there. Oh, I've got the chair, so I'm not, you know, wobbly. It's not a wobbly chair. Four leg. It's really great. But I extend my hand and I knock over a glass or something because of the space I'm using, or I punch a lamp. Or that is so crucial for people to have their minds into that. First, be safe. Even kicking your leg out. If you're doing a workout, you sit in the chair, and I say, kick your leg out. You kick the coffee table. You're not a happy camper.
That's very true, Kelly, and you're right there. Now, some people out there might say, okay, so you've talked about, you know, either sitting or standing, like we've just referred to here. And one of the goals is to work out, you know, your lower body muscles. And one of the warm-ups that Mark had to start out with was marching. And if you have balance issues, you know, you can hang on to the chair. If you can't really stand at all in march, you can sit down in the chair and lift your knees up high and land your feet on the floor. And you know what? The same muscles will get worked out.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, in an accessible way for somebody mm-hmm. who may have different issues that, you know, otherwise they're saying, well, I can't do any of that. Meg, anything else? Or should we get into the kind of clothes that people should wear as they're getting ready to do this?
Okay, so for these particular exercises, it's recommended that maybe for the cooler seasons, you could wear sweatpants, sweatshirts, you know, that kind of thing. In the mm-hmm. summertime, you could wear shorts and t-shirts. Make sure, and I know that Kaya Osborne was on yesterday talking about fashionable shoes, but what I think what I'm going for here is you need to make sure to have a good pair of shoes, running shoes, that have a good tread on the bottom, that provide your feet with good support so that you're not going to slip and those types of things. Now, I know there's a lot of issues when it comes to clothing and shoes and fitness, and I'm pretty sure that Frances Wong, who is heard every other Tuesday afternoon at 2:30 Eastern on this show, can probably provide you tips. And I do know that Siobhan Emile in the past has provided tips as well. So, yeah.
Yeah. Really important to consider the kinds of clothing that you're wearing, flexible and otherwise comfy, but also, you know, isn't going to restrict you or things like that. Like there's just a lot of things in this. Exactly. Yeah. And especially with footwear, because I know personally for myself as a low vision person, if I could do everything bare feet, I just would. It's just a fact, but that's not always the case. And that's not always the right way to do things, especially when it comes to fitness. Another thing that we're always concerned about is in accessibility and I guess even how much familiarity you have with fitness is terminology and fitness language. So what kind of terminology was used throughout the workshop, Margaret?
Okay, so when he was explaining things, he referred to things like hamstrings and other things like that. So I asked Mark if he could explain what some of these terminologies were and where exactly they were in your body. And this is what he had to say.
Quads, they're kind of the front muscles of the leg, whereas the hamstrings are located on the backside of the leg. The quads are meant to help straighten the knee, whereas the hamstring does the opposite. It actually helps to bend the knee. With the upper body, we have the biceps. The biceps are the ones that help bend the elbow. Yep, biceps help bend the elbow.
Like kind of like when a bodybuilder is flexing, they usually flex the bicep. They curl the arm in by bending at the elbow.
Great. Oh, yeah. And you know, Margaret,
I'm doing
so
it
many
right now.
Don't even realize. I know. I was doing it with my leg here when we were talking about the quads and everything, because especially being a sports fan, I hear about a lot of these different injuries. Margaret, do you want to move on to any last minute points they had as our time is getting on the segment?
Okay. So one point that Mark made was that when, first of all, actually, I should say two points. One is to try and have water nearby if you can, and maybe take a little bit of a break throughout the routine. Cause it's, and if it starts to hurt or you feel uncomfortable, stop, and then try to have a nutritious, balanced meal after the routine. And for those kinds of ideas, you can always check out Julia Karanchis on Kelly and Company opposite Francis Wong at 2:30 Eastern. So, you know, and it's up to you guys. And of course, always, always, always before doing any kind of fitness, please check with your doctor or medical provider, because you want to make sure that you're not going to get hurt while doing it.
Mm-hmm. Well, and we look at, like you said, clothing, you got to think of the temperature. You know, you're going to sweat, you're going to get warm, and a lot of that's good, but pay attention, have only so much of that water as you're exercising, because you don't want to give yourself having too much water. And let's do some of the stuff for my stomach and exercises for my core. You know, you might have some issues there. I really like, Margaret, as much as we think, and especially over the pandemic time, and I've, you know, fall into this because I won't put shoes on sometimes. I always, you know, did everything with shoes before, but I'll find I have a pair of slippers that I only use for jumping on the elliptical. And I notice that, hey, man, I hope I'm not damaging my ankles and knees. And you know, you got to be careful of those things. So I've had to make that change too, to be careful because of the habit you get into. Like you say, like Rum, you said, you could walk barefoot everywhere.
Well, and especially with some people, you know, they live alone and they're exercising on their own, right? Like even doing these kinds of things, they're exercising on their own. Yep. So they've got to stop and just kind of take that precaution and say, okay, wait a second here. I've got to be careful because I'm here by myself. Now, the one thing I know that a lot of the group members enjoyed was the fact that they were on Zoom and they were exercising together and really putting the time into it, like really having a good time because it was in real time.
Well, that's another perspective it gives you. And, you know, Rumya, have exercising with the other people around makes you at least feel to you're doing it with a group, but also your own individual needs can be taken into account.
Most definitely. And people have been taking part, you know, like you're saying, Zoom fitness, Margaret, but some of them with videos on so they get some of the correction, others with videos off so they can just feel comfy and do what they can at home. But a lot of experimental things going on with fitness in our own homes and making it kind of a mini gym for ourselves as we're now like 12, 13 months without having gyms for some people. So it does take a bit of experimenting, try living rooms, trying bedrooms and moving different things around and buying all kinds of equipment. But it's really important that you're promoting and shouting out things that are going on like this. So where can people go to learn more about this program specifically?
Okay, now this particular program was done through a lady named Naomi Haslip, and I'm pretty sure if you contacted Balance at info@balancefba.org or gave them a call at 416-236-1796, extension 0, I'm pretty sure they would put you in touch with Naomi or Mark if you had any questions. Or even if you just looked online and, you know, typed in the words, you know, home safe fitness or gentle whole body exercises, there's lots of information on there that talks about different exercises as well. And one more neat point about this, I found anyway, if you guys don't want to do them at home and you've got a good cell phone, you can always go and do them in a park somewhere. You know, get together with four or five people if you want, because the weather is getting better outside. There's people even doing that now. I heard some doing it in the park behind my house yesterday. So.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Any kind of outdoor time is obviously appreciated. Thank you so much, Margaret. We love the In the Know segments. We'll see you back in 2 weeks.
Looking forward to it. Have a great show and stay safe. Thanks.
Margaret Weldon bringing us In the Know about home fitness today. And you can catch her again 2 weeks from now, Wednesday.
I think parks are wonderful because you could social distance, still see some people around you or hear them, and have that safety feel. Mm-hmm. We'll take a break. And in a moment, a fun camp in Manitoba is helping teens who may be struggling with anxiety and other mental health challenges. Jim Crisco, he'll be here to bring us up to speed after this.
You've been listening to Kelly and Company. If you're hooked, subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, or your favorite podcast platform. And be sure to leave us a rating and review. Or you can listen live from 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on AMI Audio.
This was an AMI podcast. For more accessible media, visit AMI.ca.